Chapter 4. Eve slid into the house and turned and pressed herself against the front door like a gecko, as if the key and the deadbolt were not enough to keep it closed. Her breath came in short, shaky bursts against the wood, and she couldn't feel her legs. From the front room came the sound of the television, goofy music that encouraged a sitcom laugh. For a long minute, she just listened to her heart bumping in her chest. Then, slowly, she pushed herself away from the door. She was home. She was safe. And there were her legs. Now that it was over, she felt pretty silly. She giggled. That poor man. She must have scared the shit out of him, turning on him and demanding that he walk her home. No wonder he'd taken off so fast. She was a crazy person. Eve giggled again, still shaky, but recovering. She took off her scarf, gloves, and coat, while the terror dissipated slowly into the recesses of her being. Then she went into the front room. Mrs. Solomon was on the sofa, knitting something blue and shapeless. She was a large woman, with the beginnings of a Fu Manchu and big arms covered in soft white skin, as if she were made of raw dough and ready to roll.
"Hi," said Eve quietly. "Is he asleep?"
"He is now," said Mrs. Solomon with meaning,
that meaning being that she'd earned every penny of her money, and so Eve mustn't quibble about paying for the whole hour after midnight, even though it was only 5 past now. Eve didn't quibble. She was far too tired to quibble. She just thanked Mrs. Solomon and paid her, and opened the door for her. She took a cautious step back as she did, but there was nobody there. No mad axeman waiting to cleave Mrs. Solomon in two, and then rampage through the house. Of course there wasn't. The man who'd walked her home had been perfectly innocent, perfectly ordinary. She was the one who'd behaved.